Welcome to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com. Today's game is powered by Coke Zero. Football-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with five locations in the Shore area, helping to get you back in the game. The Penalty Box Cafe at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale, featuring laser tag, arcade, and birthday parties. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the field and join Matt Harmon and Eddie Iacopinti for all of today's action.
And a very good Saturday afternoon to everyone listening right now on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, WOBM AM and 1310, as well as along the airwaves of GoMUHawks.com. No Matt Harmon today. I am Eddie Iacopinti. Happy to be joined by my broadcast partner today. You're used to hearing him on the high school football broadcast right here on the Shore Sports Network, Ed Sarluka. Ed, thanks for taking some time out and joining us this Saturday afternoon.
Anytime, Eddie. I'm glad to be working the game with you. It's good to get back on the gridiron after a couple weeks of turmoil here in the Shore.
Yeah, as things begin to get back to normal around here in the Monmouth Ocean County area, one of the things that was affected, this Monmouth University football team canceling their last game out against Central Connecticut State. Today they take the field against the St. Francis Red Flash on Senior Day. Monmouth is 4-4 and 3-2 in league play, and St. Francis, one of the more improved teams in the conference, 3-6 and 2-4 in the NEC. What we'll do right now is we'll take a couple of minute break, step aside for the NEC notebook. A lot to get into in this pregame on Senior Day here in West Long Branch. What we'll do now is we'll throw it to the NEC notebook with our good friend Paul Dottino right here on the pregame show on the Shore Sports Network.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino with the NEC Notebook presented by Choice Hotels. To learn how you can save 15% on your next stay, visit northeastconference.org and click on the corporate partners link. Wagner quarterback Nick Dosher is the NEC Offensive Player of the Week. He helped upset Albany in the race for the conference title, going 10 of 15 for 253 yards and two touchdowns. The Seahawks have won six straight. Teammate Jared Dudone is the defensive pick. The defensive back contributed to the 30-0 shutout over Albany with two tackles for a loss, a sack, and three pass breakups. Bryant kicker Dom Kozlowski is the special teams player of the week. He had two field goals against Sacred Heart and blasted four of his seven kickoffs for touchbacks. The rookie pick is Bryant cornerback Charles Wingate. He ran back an interception 48 yards for a touchdown. We're back on TV November 10th with St. Francis at Monmouth on Fox College Sports, ESPN3, and Root Sports at noon. So check your local listings. And don't forget to keep track of all your stats, scores, and standings all season long at northeastconference.org.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back to Kessler Field for this final home game of the 2012 football season. Monmouth University set to take on St. Francis on the gridiron. Earlier kickoff today due to daylight savings time. The game also being broadcast on television on Fox College Sports with our good friend Matt Harmon on the call for that game. But now, as we're happy to welcome again my broadcast partner for today, Ed Sarluka, back into the booth with us here on the First Atlantic pregame show. First Atlantic is the better way to bank. Visit FAFCU.com for more information. Ed, we got a game today of two teams with contrasting offensive styles. MU wants to air it out. St. Francis likes to keep things on the ground.
Yes, they do. They will run the football behind quarterback John Kelly, who has run for 785 yards on the year running out of that pistol offense, and Keon Wade, his number one running back, 886 yards. So between the two, you know, close to over 1,600 yards on the ground. So pretty good running attack. But Monmouth, as you said, Matt, Eddie, will air it and air it and air it with Kyle Frazier throwing the football.
It'll be the top-ranked passing attack in the conference. Does Monmouth boast against the top-ranked rushing attack in the league that St. Francis brings into the table? And Ed, before we get further in depth with Monmouth, this St. Francis team, and I know that you follow the NEC all season, you're a fan today, a broadcaster, they probably are, and again, only 3-6 and 2-4 in league play, one of the more improved teams in the league. Head coach Chris Villarreal, who was an 11-year NFL veteran on the offensive line, has brought, I think, a sense of toughness and more organization to this team. They are getting more wins, and more than that, they're in more games than they've been in the past.
Well, Chris Villarreal, 11-year veteran, 3 years Pro Bowl, offensive lineman, that tells you why they run the football. I mean, he has brought that toughness to the offensive line and to his football team. Unfortunately, it's not turned into a lot of wins. You know, I think today's day and age, Eddie, and you know as well as anybody else, you've got to be able to throw the football.
You got to throw it downfield, and that's what Monmouth does well. It is senior day. They are announcing the seniors. The first one that they announced, Ed, Kyle Frazier, and he is the key to this Monmouth passing attack. He's averaging about 240 yards a game through the air, completes 67% of his passes, and as we've seen, as Kyle goes, this Monmouth offense will go.
You know, he's had such a tremendous year coming back from the very serious ACL last year. I feel happy for him. You know, unfortunately, he's only got two more games left in his career, but he certainly has stepped up this year and had a tremendous final season here at Monmouth.
And as Ed and I mentioned before the NEC notebook, that game with Central Connecticut State last week was canceled. There have been rumors and maybe they'd look to remake it, but it will be difficult as you can't play games once the FCF playoffs start. So that'll be most likely the case where Monmouth plays a 10-game season this year. And we touched on it. A lot of players on this team, Ed, are local players. They were affected. They were touched by what happened by this Hurricane Sandy for First Things and then Northeastern Athena. It's been a trying time around the shore these last 2 weeks or so, and I think it'll help a lot of people that at least some sense of normalcy returns with the football game today.
Yeah, it's an outlet. You know, football is an outlet today for a lot of these people that are in attendance, and as the stands begin to fill up a little bit, let's call it like it is. It's not a capacity crowd, but because so many other people have so many other worries, especially in our shore area, you know, and we'll talk about some of those players as our game progresses. But Evan Ruane from Shore Regional lost just about everything. You know, we've got players like many from Seaside Heights and Toms River area and Point Pleasant area. You know, it's been said so much over the last 2 weeks, you know, the loss, you know, and when I sit back, my own personal situation, I lost power for 9 days, and I see what's happened around me and consider that a minor setback for me. My house is intact, you know, my family is intact, and losing power is just such a minor thing.
And the same boat as yourself. I'm an Eatontown native. It was the same way. And as you said, we didn't have power. Trees were down, but a minor inconvenience compared to what many in our area faced. And the hardest hit areas, you mentioned it, Monmouth Beach, Seabright, and then down south in the Seaside area and Manasquan and then Long Beach Island, just places that it will take time to rebuild. And just hopefully outlets like today with football and last night at Monmouth basketball and the Hawks beating Hofstra 91-62 to begin the college basketball season, as things just, again, start to get back to normal. And then we say that and we look on the field and there's snow pushed to the side because of that nice midweek storm.
Yeah, that's just a reminder of that nor'easter that came through on Wednesday and Thursday. Piles of snow surround this field, but hey, let's face it, the ground crew did a tremendous job getting this field ready. And by the way, Ed, we have got a tremendous day to play this football game. Not too hot, not too cold, probably temperatures in the 50 degree mark. Got a little overcast in the last hour or so, but expect it to be near 70 tomorrow here in the Shore area. So perfect game to play this one, and a perfect day for Kyle Frazier to put the ball up.
Absolutely. If this game would have been played, that storm was pushed back.
<days. laughs>
And St. Francis obviously would enjoy keeping things on the ground, as we will quickly take a look at our injury report. And today it's presented by our friends at Barnabas Health, Premier Healthcare, one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day, extraordinary. And some of these Hawks, we've heard the names all year that won't play today. Number 21, Elijah Phillips, the defensive back, will not be able to go. Looking at the rest of the injury report, however, Ed, a lot of guys banged up but will play. Tyler George and a knee injury will give it a go today. Joe Johnson, the freshman from Manchester, has been a little dinged up, but he's actually not missed any time, miraculously enough. Talking to the coaches last week, he played 115 snaps, or 2 weeks ago, rather, in the game at Duquesne. Bill Louch will also play today, another local player from Wall who's battled through a foot injury all season. So it's weird where Monmouth had an impromptu bye week last week, and that actually allowed them to get healthier now for these last two games.
Yeah, same thing with St. Francis, Eddie. They are coming off their bye week. So both teams have had 2 weeks basically to prepare for this one. St. Francis especially designated Monmouth as their next opponent. Monmouth had to prepare for Central Connecticut, and then, of course, the game cancellation, you know, and then they refocused their attention to St. Francis. But they themselves also have a key injury. Their second running back and very key figure in the game, Kahari Dixon, has been lost for the year. So that has even made it tougher on Wade to carry the load.
And we'll take a look now at the captain's meeting at midfield for the coin toss, which is presented by Coke Zero. MU gets a taste of forward progress, and so can you with Coca-Cola Zero, the only drink to combine real Coke taste and zero calories. Grab one now and taste forward progress with Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. MU won the toss and actually deferred their option, so St. Francis will get the football to begin things here. And again, this game broadcast on television, obviously off the airwaves of the Shore Sports Network on 1310 and 1160 WOBMAM. We're very happy to have you with us for what should be a nice afternoon of college football.
Yeah, kind of surprised. Are you surprised that Monmouth did not take the football and put their offense on the field immediately?
I am surprised because you figure that's where you have the majority of your older players and your seniors. And, you know, you haven't played in a couple weeks. You figured you'd want to get out there and be sharp. But and we have seen them take the football a lot this mm-hmm. year when they had the choice. So, but I know you're an old defensive coach. You're a defensive coordinator. You like to see that.
Well, I always like to have that option in the second half, you know, and of course, Monmouth will have the ball to start the second half. So it's always important to end the first half on a good offensive note and then get the ball right back again after your halftime talk.
So Monmouth and St. Francis ready to play football here at Kessler Field. MU's last game of the year is next week at Robert Morris. It'll be Monmouth in their home midnight blue jerseys, white pants, midnight blue helmet. St. Francis has white road jerseys, black pants with red trim, and a red helmet with SFU in white across the top. It'll be Lucas Santangelo to kick things off for the Hawks. Back to receive for St. Francis. We'll have to get a look. They have so many not only dangerous players, Ed, but players with different numbers.
Anthony Abide is that backup running back. He will be one of the players back deep. And by the way, Eddie, I don't know about you, but I'm having a hard time reading the numbers. Their numbers are very small on their jerseys.
Yeah, they're nice looking, but they're tough to read, as Ed said, as we're ready for football here at Kessler Field. It'll be Abide and also Dane DeMunkus, the wide receiver, back to receive. They're standing right around their own 9-yard line. Lucas Santangelo ready to kick, and something we'll see all game today. That gentleman down there in the red fleece,
yep.
Well, he's our TV timeout coordinator, and it's his show right now.
They usually have that orange sleeve that they hold up, and nothing works until he puts that, gives it the go sign. And, yeah, we're going to have some long timeouts.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, until he steps off the field, we will not only will we not be able to call the action, but the folks that stand up for the kickoff, well, they got to keep standing. Again, today's broadcast is joined by Ed Sarluka. I am Eddie Acapinti. Lauren Bajica back in the studios of WOBM 1160 engineering today's broadcast. And this is the first of a couple. I believe high school football is later today.
Yes, we'll be at Monsignor Donovan High School as they try to clinch the B-South title against Jackson Liberty. And Lauren will be in the studio working that one also.
It's a full day for Lauren. A full day of football here on the Shore Sports Network. We are ready. Santangelo to kick. Abide and DeMunkus back to receive, and he'll put a charge into it. A short, high kickoff taken by Abide right around the 5-yard line. Cuts right, goes down the right sideline with a ton of room, gets through one wall, and then is tackled right at around the 32-yard line. Joe Johnson in on the stop. There is a marker on the play. We'll get the call here as The St. Francis offense will be ready to begin things.
Yeah, DeMarco was thrown at the St. Francis 23-yard line, so that usually means that we're going back inside the 20, and St. Francis will be at a disadvantage right here. Usually a block in the back, Eddie.
Get the call here from our head official. It will be holding the referee today, Michael Davis. So that'll push St. Francis back. The Red Flash starting offense led by quarterback John Kelly, second leading rusher, leading passer on this team. Dan Connolly's the fullback. Keon Wade is the running back. Kevin Parker will be one tight end. The wideouts are A.J. Alexander and Dane DeMunkus. The offensive line left to right is Thurston Keno, William Houston, Jacob Smith, Lloyd Hill, and Colin Dula. For this Red Flash team that will run a lot of shotgun, a lot of pistol formation, and that's what they'll come out in to start things. Wideouts to each side, offset eye formation next to Kelly, who's in the pistol. Blitz over the Monmouth defense. We'll give it to you in a second. Handoff right away is to Wade, right into the line. Surges forward for a few yards before being dropped. The Monmouth defense, it's been a lot of this the entire year. The line is Chris Loomer, Brad Harris, Mike Upham, and Pat O'Hara getting the start today for Eric Masick. The linebackers, Colin Cooper, Dan Sullivan, Bill Louch, and the secondary, the corners are Mitchell Pollard, Reggie Hildebrand Jr., the safeties, Andrew Sutton, and Pat Gray.
Well, the chain crew having a rough start to this one, Eddie, as they were totally confused and the chains were not set, so now they have to call an official timeout and reset the chains. It'll be about 6 yards to go as Wade picked up five. Kind of odd, this pistol. I've really never seen one run like this. Wade sits about, well, not, he does it this time as they go zero backs, really. I'll tell you a little bit about that pistol set after this play. Ed.
Two receivers left, one right. It's a bide in motion. They hand it to him on the jet sweep. Makes one move, jumps over a player, breaks a tackle, and it's taken down by Bill Louch over the 20-yard line. Flag on the play. Looks as though it'll probably be an illegal formation or an illegal motion.
Well, can we expect this all day, having the 2 weeks off? I mean, two offensive plays, two penalties.
Well, St. Francis really has no excuse. They played last week.
Oh, I thought they were on a bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
They were on a bye.
You're right. And Monmouth was off.
Right.
That is my mistake. Is last week was their off week. Their last contest was against Central Connecticut State, a 32-30 loss. So we have a chance. This could be like an early season game.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of mistakes so far. But anyway, that near first down was negated. Now it's second and 12.
It'll again be two receivers left, one right. Now Wade is next to Kelly. More of a traditional shotgun look. Kelly calling signal, six on the play clock. Zone read look. We'll pitch it out to the left. Complete, gets one block. That's the receiver, DeMunkus, and he surges forward for a first down, tackled over the 25-yard line. Good yardage for St. Francis.
Jeff Wazalewski, credit him, the wide out there, on a tremendous stalk block that got a bye to the easy first down.
St. Francis will huddle. We have no score. Played about a minute and a half here at Kessler Field. Red Flash come out. Monmouth in their base 4-3 look.
79, Lloyd Hill, a junior offensive tackle, 6'3", 401 pounds. And that probably was before the pregame meal because he is a big guy out there.
I'll tell you, that is a large man.
Excuse me, he's playing the guard position. You know, he's not playing that right tackle. He's playing that right guard position. 400 pounds.
Ed, I wouldn't even line up anyone over him. Kelly takes the snap in the shotgun. Looking left, throwing left. Hit as he threw, and it's incomplete. Good pressure provided by Chris Luma.
Yeah, Luma was in clean that time, and it will force, a big third down here as Monmouth goes to their nickel set right here. Luma got his hands up, hit the arm. I don't think he got the football, but he definitely hit the arm, and the ball was well short.
So third down and 10, good pressure that time, and every one of St. Francis's snaps has been either pistol or shotgun. It's kind of the in vogue thing. Really, no one lines up under center anymore.
No.
As now Kelly will come out, he'll send three receiver formation right. He'll be joined in the backfield by Wade. Sends one in motion across the formation. Play action. They set up screen to Wade. He's got room on the right. He gets behind the big 400-pounder, and he breaks a tackle near midfield, and he surges into Mamba territory at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, you're right, Eddie. Let's give credit to Hill that because he was out front leading that screen set up to perfection by Kelly. Good pressure by Monmouth, but Kelly just got it off and key first down as they move into Monmouth territory.
You like the play formation, Ed, with the they bring the form the motion man across and then go back the other way on screen.
Right, they faked the jet sweep on that as they brought the one of the three receivers and then went back to that right side.
Again, shotgun look. This time it's a straight quarterback power play by Kelly. Picks up about three over the 45-yard line to about the Monmouth 44. Kelly on the season, that's his 127th carry, nearing 700 yards. Eddie averages over 75 per game on the ground.
Yeah, and he also has thrown for over 1,000, so he is a key intricate part to this St. Francis offense.
It'll be a second and call it about eight. 12 minutes to go in a scoreless first quarter. Red flash, send out. One receiver formation left. It's DeMunkus. Shotgun look for Kelly. Motion is the fullback left to right. Another quarterback run. Power right this time. Kelly puts his head down. Surges forward to the 40-yard line. So it'll set up about a third and four. We'll stop the clock momentarily. Demergent on the tackle.
Yeah, Monmouth has had St. Francis a couple times on this opening drive in key third down situations, and the Red Flash have picked it up each of those times. Monmouth's got to come up big here and force the punt by the Red Flash.
Third and four from the Monmouth 40-yard line. They go wildcat look here. Kelly, the quarterback, will go in motion. It'll be a run by Abide. He's got room on the right side. Gets the corner. Turns on the jet to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Stumbled to the goal line. Down at the 1 is Anthony Abide. But how about the
Anthony
Jets on third down?
Well, we can see why this freshman has become a big part of the Red Flash offense. You know, not a whole lot of carries. I believe, what, Eddie, about 19 carries coming in. Now he takes it to the 1-yard line, and the Red Flash looking to get on the board early in this football game.
That wildcat look, which Monmouth could not stop against Cornell a few weeks ago, burns him here. Kelly in a power look will handle Wade. Leaps over one player. Met at the 2. Surging to the goal line. Did he get in? Touchdown St. Francis on a power run by Keon Wade.
Yeah, they call it the monster set in which they bring in an offensive tackle to play one of the tight ends and everybody else in the backfield. That time Wade was about 4 yards behind Kelly in that pistol look. That's what they ran early in this drive, and the easy touchdown off the right tackle.
So the Red Flash get the football to begin the game, and they score right at around the 11-minute mark. On to attempt the extra point, Josh Teal, tall place kicker. Dylan Baird a snap, spot down, kick up on the way, and it is good. And St. Francis goes on top, 7-0 over the Hawks. We'll step out, 30-second timeout. The Red Flash score on the first possession of the game to take a touchdown lead with 11 minutes to go in the opening quarter on your home for Monmouth University football, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, a brand new menu, and the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college or NFL football or having a private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. Visit their website at BoathouseBarAndGrill.com and make sure to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Ed Sarluca, Eddie Acapinti here with you from a beautiful afternoon at Kessler Field, but not so beautiful if you're a Monmouth fan so far, Ed. St. Francis right down the field with an opening drive touchdown.
Yeah, 4-minute drive, which ended with Wade taking it in from the 1-yard line in that monster set. You know, we talked to their SI before the game, and they said they like to run that in all phases of their offense anytime they have short yardage. It's not only a goal line set. And, again, we mentioned Hill, the big guy. They just got right behind him and Wade easily into the end zone for the 1-yard touchdown.
Again, the elongated timeouts today due to the television broadcast, that drive that Ed mentioned, officially 9 plays, 87 yards, takes 3 minutes, 52 seconds off of the clock. Balanced effort on that drive by the Red Flash, Ed. 5 runs, 4 passes, and it ends in 7.
Yeah, nothing more than I think Monmouth expected. I don't think they fooled them at all. Maybe the Wildcat and the big run down to the one-yard line. But Monmouth should have been a little bit more prepared defensively for that drive by St. Francis.
Teal kicks off to Pete Nagy. He'll catch it right at around his 10-yard line. Goes all the way across the field, tripped up near the 20, and he dives forward to the 24-yard line, brought down on the play by David Coleman. It'll be now the Monmouth offense who has to get on the field, and Monmouth has started hot in the games they've played well, and when they haven't done that, they've struggled, and now we'll get an early look at Kyle Frazier.
Yeah, we'll see what Monmouth wants to try and do with the football today. Of course, we've mentioned all during our broadcast so far is they like to throw it. They like to get the ball downfield to their big-time receivers, Davenport and Sterling, among others.
Frazier begins things here. It'll be a pitch to KB Asante. He'll move near the 30-yard line. Good first down yardage. The Monmouth starting lineup at wide receiver. They went Roberts, Lamar Davenport, Thaddeus Richards. KB Asante got the start at running back. The offensive line left to right is Mike Murphy, Josh Patterson, Mike Hunchak, Dino Molina, and Brandon Maxwell. MU electing to go no huddle, a little quicker than normal, give you the St. Francis defense after this play. Frazier, zone read, give to Asante, cut down right at around the 31-yard line, and that'll bring up a third down.
Asante got the surprise start today. Hayes coming off a huge game two weeks back, right?
Huge game at Duquesne in which he really carried the load, over 140 yards, couple of touchdowns on the ground. But he didn't start that game either.
Yeah, he'll see plenty of action, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Third and call it three from the 31. Frazier back to pass, looking over the middle, stepping up in the pocket, stepping to the right, nice. Flips one, complete to Tyler George. He's got room over the 40, cut down at the 44-yard line. That yardage will be good for a first down, brought down on the play by Cherchande Phillips for St. Francis.
Well, good job by George just to keep that play alive, as well as Kyle Frazier. Big rush by the Red Flash and a lot of scrambling going on. George got up a little gimpy on that. Nice tackle right at the bottom of the legs there that time by the Red Flare. So keep an eye on George.
Frazier looks over the St. Francis defense. Shotgun look. Give to Asante. Good yardage over the 46-yard line. Asante, cut down by a St. Francis player who was actually down and in a lot of pain.
Yeah, that's Rev Tau.
Yeah, while he's down, it'll allow us the chance to give you the St. Francis starters along the defensive line. They go Joseph Lakaitis, Kiana Moore, Terrence Bourne, and Asalimo Fruin. The linebackers are Bishop Neal, Ryan Revtai, and Simo Sella. The secondary is Mike Dennis and Patrick Paul at the corner positions, Jake DeMetal and Tershande Phillips. And that is the middle linebacker, Ryan Revtai, who's down right at around the 45-yard line. They're looking, I believe it is left leg. He cut down Asante after a gain of probably 3 yards or so. But, Ed, as soon as he hit the ground, he kind of pounded his fist into the turf. I think he knew he was hurt right away.
Yeah, you never want to lose anybody, especially don't want to lose your middle linebacker. He is a good one. And looks like he is up now sitting, and it's definitely the left leg, as the trainers and I'm sure a doctor out there looking at him.
Everyone kind of holding their breath. They're going to help him up here. Looks as though he's going to try to put a little weight on that leg, and I don't think he's going to be able to.
No, he's going to need help getting off the field now as he puts one arm around each of the trainers.
So Revtai will walk off the field. Again, the Red Flash leads 7-0, scoring on a 9-play, 87-yard opening drive. And now the St. Francis depth will get tested, and that'll bring in one of the many players on this team who could be on the all-name team in the Northeast Conference. I wasn't even sure if this guy was going to play this early, but now we'll get our first look at Max Maafala Maeva, a 6-foot freshman.
Very well done.
Thank
Very
you, sir.
Well done.
I appreciate it. He's a freshman out of Pearl City, Hawaii. Weirdly enough, this St. Francis team, which is located in, to be polite,
Laredo, right? Laredo, Pennsylvania?
Well, that's what it is on the map. It's the middle of nowhere if you've ever been there. And
nope.
they got a pipeline to American Samoa and Hawaii.
Well, We got one in the game right now is Rev Ty, who, by the way, he's that leader of that defense. He's a fifth-year senior, 6'1", 240 pounds. Can they afford to lose him early in this game?
So he'll come out, and that'll bring in the backup, Maafala Maeva. 4-3 look for the Red Flash. Monmouth will come out. Two receivers either way. Roberts left, Davenport right. Two tight end look. Asante joining Frazier in the backfield. Second and 7 from the 47. 9 minutes to go opening quarter. Frazier calling signals. Gets the snap. Looks right. Going to throw one deep right for Davenport. Great coverage on the outside as it's incomplete. Out of bounds. Right on the play was, I believe, Mike Dennis, the sophomore defensive back from TNEC.
Exactly. A New Jersey native. By the way, Eddie, let's tell our listeners, we've got quite a few double numbers on the Red Flash roster. So we apologize to anybody who's listening and say, wait, that's not him. That's somebody else.
Well, that's why I had to say I believe. As we have whistles here and a flag stopping Mom, it's 3rd and 7. Chance. If you look at the roster, St. Francis does have a junior varsity team, which obviously Monmouth does not have. So a lot of the numbers are double. You'll see players wearing the same number on offense and defense as St. Francis gets called for an illegal substitution penalty. I don't believe it's an automatic first down, so it'll go from 3rd and 7 to 3rd and 2. But
they're out there counting, and there's only 11 on the field, so they may wave this one off, Eddie. I have a feeling.
Well, Coach Valerio is standing at midfield, and he's kind of an intimidating-looking, obviously, figure, and he's wondering the same thing.
They're going to go the other way. They're going to go the other way. They're going to wave it off. There you go. I mean, you could sub at any time defensively. It's not like you are not allowed to have 12 in the huddle offensively, right?
Right, and you can have 13 guys on defense as long as
they
have
the
snap.
Right,
there's 11. So it's still 3rd and 7 from the 47. Bunch look to Frazier's left. Single receiver Sterling right. Frazier takes the snap. Looks left, throws left. Complete to Roberts into St. Francis territory. Brought down at the 45 by a host of Red Flash, but that'll be good for the first down.
Yeah, it looks like the Red Flash are trying to play a little man underneath with a two-deep zone. Basically a two coverage and underneath people having a difficult time staying with those receivers as they make their cuts.
Three receiver look for Frazier. MU going without a huddle. Two receivers left. I'm sorry, right. One left. Frazier play action for Asante. Rolling right. Still rolling. He's going to tuck it and go, and he'll pick up good yardage over the 40-yard line. They'll mark him down right at about, I believe, the 37. So good yardage from Frazier.
Yeah, 300-plus yards on the year for Frazier. So not, adverse to scrambling and running the football when he has to.
Unlike the Red Flash, you really rely on two guys to run the ball. MU has really seen four players this year be involved in the running game, including the quarterback. Frazier takes the snap. He'll hand it to Asante. Good yardage to the right. Makes one player miss at the 25. Foot race to the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, KB Asante on the run.
Well, it's a great job by Asante as he put it into another gear to get by the corner that time. Looked like they had him pinned to the sidelines. Asante downshifted, hit the 10-yard line, and then easily into the end zone. Big run for Asante, and the Hawks look to tie this one up.
As Eric Spillane will... As Monmouth answering St. Francis's touchdown with one of their own, as they do line up in that little swinging gate, they'll bring everyone out of the middle of the field to try the extra point. So the Hawks answer St. Francis's score. And the last time these two teams met, it was 48-45. We could be on our way to another track meet.
Yeah, which the fans will like.
Extra point up and good. The fans like it. The play-by-play guy likes it, too.
And not the defensive coordinator. They don't like it.
Right. They don't like it one bit. Monmouth ties things up with St. Francis. We are 7-all, 7:54 to go first quarter. Let's step out, 60-second timeout here on your home for Monmouth University football, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Santangelo will kick things off after Mamet ties this game at 7. He'll send DeMunkus all the way back to the 2-yard line. We'll move to the right side of the field. A lot of room. And he's now 3 at the 30. He may be gone. 40. Midfield. He's got the 40. He's got the 30. 25, 20. He is gone. 98-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Dane DeMunkus. And how about that answer by St. Francis?
Well, they set it up as a return to the right, Eddie. And when he hit the 30-yard line, he made one cut and virtually went in untouched on that one. 98 yards for the St. Francis touchdown at the 7:38 mark.
So the red flash scored. MU tied things up, and then DeMunkus, like he shot out of a cannon. I don't even know if he was touched, Ed. He might have scored if it was two-hand touch.
That's what I said. He was not touched at all. Once he hit that 30 and made that cut left, he was gone. Showed excellent speed. I think he was losing a little bit about the 20-yard line going in, but nobody near him.
And Teal's extra point up and good, as now the red flash go on top, 14-7. Well, we'll keep things right here. You could throw that stat sheet out they just gave you.
I know.
It's no good already.
We got the second touch, the first touchdown by Mom, the second touchdown of the game. No sooner did he put it down on our desk here than 98 yards later, and the red flash regained the lead.
They are up by a touchdown. We've had some fireworks here. Again, no different than the last time these two teams played. And if that's going to be the case, and we've seen that, Monmouth hopefully can keep up, because they have a hard time putting together 60 minutes. We've seen good offense. We've seen good defense. But since that first month of the year, we haven't seen it together.
Exactly. And especially, I think, on the defensive side, they have given up a ton of points, in this last month or so. And, I don't know if they could afford to just keep trading touchdowns here, because then it's going to come down to mistakes. Who's going to make a mistake? Who's going to get that turnover? And before you know it, you're down two scores. It's good to be only down one score if you have to trail. But once you fall behind two scores, then you're in catch-up mode and makes it a little bit more difficult.
So the kickoff man, Teal.
I was just going to say, it only took them 16 seconds to get to regain the lead.
Just like that, they had a good opening drive, and they didn't have to have a good second drive. That Mamet special teams unit was pretty banged up and bad early. They've been good recently, but here, St. Francis exposing them, and they are now on top again, 14-7. Nagy back to receive the Mamet kickoff as they go surprise onside, and Teal will recover the kick himself. One official points Mamet's way. They both point Mamet's way.
Yeah, Mamet. No, I don't know. They're pointing the wrong way, I think.
Yeah, I think they are. That ball went 10 yards.
Yeah, definitely. Teal. No, they're going Mamet. Mamet's ball. I think St.
Nope.
Francis. No, they change it now.
I'll tell you what. Are these replacement officials?
I was going to say, we saw it.
Well, there you get the nice explanation. I think what everyone was shocked by, St. Francis was celebrating, Monmouth wasn't, and everyone knew where the ball should be pointing. Then when you see the officials pointing the wrong way, you figure, oh, maybe he didn't go 10 yards.
Not one. Almost all of the officials pointed towards Monmouth. So they got it right, though, as St. Francis, a tremendous kick, by the way. He just dribbled it. Almost like a basketball dribble, and recovered it himself, Teal.
He got it himself, and now this Red Flash team with the football again at their own 46. Kelly play action. Looks left, throws left, complete to Alexander. He has first down yardage into Monmouth territory at the 42-yard line, and neither of these teams realistically have a chance to win the conference tournament, but you can't tell, Ed, by the way St. Francis has come out.
No, that's the way these teams play. I mean, in and out the NEC, you can't really tell if a team's got one win or five or six wins. You know, they play tough every week. That time, Joe Johnson giving up a lot of ground to the wideout that time. This time, he comes up in press coverage.
More of a power look here as they send DeMunkus across the formation. Kelly in the shotgun look with Wade. Play action look to Wade. Heavy pressure. Steps up. Throws one over the top. Oh. And Joe Johnson pulling the jersey of A.J. Alexander. It'll be pass interference on the Monmouth freshman.
Yeah, that was an easy one, Eddie. I mean, Johnson got a hold of the jersey, although there is another flag back in the offensive huddle, so that might be offsetting here. That probably a hold on the red flash and the pass interference.
Get the call from the official. We are piped into his microphone, so we'll get the official call now.
There are two fouls on the play. Personal foul, roughing the passer.
Oh.
Number 4900.
Well, that's
both
not
on,
good.
Both on Mommy.
So roughing the passer will be declined. They'll accept pass interference. 15-yard penalty in college, and it just looked as though that Johnson, who is going to be a really, really good player, knew he didn't have safety help over the top. He'll give up the 15, not the touchdown.
Well, I like the way Kelly handled that because the first down, Johnson was off the ball about 12 yards. He threw the quick hitch. That time, Johnson came up, pressed. They went stop and go. Johnson had no, recourse but to hold.
Shotgun look. They'll hand it off to Wade. He'll make moves on the left side. Delivers a boom on Colin Cooper at the 20-yard line. St. Francis not only up 14-7, Ed, but their finishing runs well. About seven or actually we're under now into the six-minute area of the first quarter.
Yeah, Wade, not a real big running back, only 5'10 in stature, but 225 pounds, and that time lowered the shoulders, and he did not go down on the sideline that time.
Yeah, Wade is, you said it, he could be a bit of a load. He's listed 5'10, 223. I think that's kind of underestimating things a little bit.
There's that shot, Wildcat would abide in the backfield.
Kelly will take the snap, fakes it to Abide, and Kelly will get brought down. Actually, the player that made the tackle, Joe Johnson, is only there because Abide went in motion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Joe Johnson.
That'll force third down. It'll be third and call it about five from right around the 22-and-a-half-yard line of Monmouth. The red flash scored early. They got a kickoff return, and then after that, this surprise onside has set them up potentially in scoring territory again.
Yeah, they are definitely in field goal range here on this third and a long five, probably 6 yards. Look for Kelly to put this one up in the air.
Shotgun look for Kelly. Got the running back next to him in the look. Looks right, throws right, pass behind the receiver, and incomplete. Good coverage on the outside by Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. He was trying to sneak the football. Number 20.
Yeah, I think it was Dixon. They got two 20s. Well,
It's got to be Cy, I guess.
Yeah, I would think it's Cy.
Dixon's out for the year, and Cy's listed as a defensive back.
There you go. So the field goal will come from the 29-yard line, so it'll be a 39-yarder by Teal.
Teal will attempt the kick. The red flash up 14-7. Low snap, spot up, kick has plenty of leg. It's drifting, and it is good. The red flash now on top, 17-7.
Yeah, that would have been good from 50 yards, it seemed like it. He did, and it was a great job by the holder as the snap was on the ground, and he did a nice job getting it down for Teal for the easy field goal.
So they're able to cash that onside kick in for three. The red flash lead, 17-7, 5:26 to go. Opening quarter of football. We'll step out for 60 seconds here on your home for Monmouth football, the Shore Sports Network.
For those with a strong desire to just keep on driving their Chevy Cruze Eco, with an EPA-estimated 42 mpg highway, it charges ahead with the best highway mileage of any gas engine in America. And Cruze does it all while keeping safety a top priority. In fact, it was named an IIHS 2012 top safety pick for all its safe-conscious efforts. And like the best of the best, Cruze can really steal the show. No wonder it is named the Consumer's Digest Best Buy for 2012. Find out more at ChevyOffers.com.
Back here at Kessler Field, St. Francis on top of Monmouth, 17-7. And this time, not a onside, but a squib kick by the Red Flash. Flag down on the play. Nagy will pick it up, right at around the 25, get over the 30-yard line, where he will be stopped.
That was an easy one, Eddie, as the two or three players were offside on that, as they went almost like a fake onside, but he did squib it, and the Monmouth probably going to take it on the 35-yard line there.
Yeah, we'll get the call again. I believe, well, this crew has had a fun day so far, pointing the wrong way and giving us all kinds of excitement. We'll get the
call
here.
Couple options here they have, Monmouth.
We got outside number 3, the kicking team. That ball will be spotted 5 yards from the end of the run.
There you go.
First down.
So Monmouth will take it 5 yards after where Nagy was tackled. I believe they'll get it now right around the 35-yard line. That's where they'll spot the football. those last two drives, well, the two drives ago wasn't a drive.
The kickoff return.
Officially 97 yards, and Teal's 39-yarder capping a five-play 32-yard drive. Monmouth now in the shotgun. Frazier will hand to Asante. Spins off a tackle at the 31, and that's where he's met by the rest of the Red Flash defense, seemingly. It'll be second down and nine after Asante surged up.
I'm going with your call, Eddie. I think it was a 98-yarder on that kickoff. They officially gave him 97, but I think we saw him touch the two up here. Huh?
I thought so. It's, you know what the thing is? It's where his back foot goes. That's where
yeah,
I always go.
Exactly. And I think he was on the two.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, Coach, as we've got another stoppage of play. Another Red Flash player appears to be a bit shaken up, taking a look down there.
Max, go ahead. I'll give you the first name.
Okay, so Ed gave you the first name. It's Malafala Maeva. Well, any way you say it, that's two middle linebackers now.
Exactly. Now, Mom's got to exploit that situation right there. I do. Obviously, Raftai has not returned. He was lost earlier in this first quarter.
Now we'll get a look at Zach Gula, freshman linebacker from Clinton, Pennsylvania. So the depth of St. Francis being tested right now. Frazier takes the snap in the shotgun, looks right, throws to Sterling, brought down right at around the 40-yard line, tackled on the play by, let's see which 27 it was. We could go with William Vodopevic.
DeMetal makes the stop.
Nope, the other one, it was DeMetal.
Now how does Kevin know that, our PA announcer?
I'm going to ask him his secret at halftime, because I was in the same meeting he was in, and I'm still lost. It'll be third and four for Monmouth at the 41-yard line. Frazier sends two receivers to each side of the formation. He'll look right. He'll throw right. It's complete to Thaddeus Richards. First down yardage near midfield. Spot him out at the 48-yard line.
By the way, George has returned from that injury that he suffered on that last drive by Monmouth. He is back in there.
First down yardage. PA running players in and out. Frazier will keep things in the shotgun. Still Asante. Haven't seen Julian Hayes yet. Two receivers formation left. Tight end to the right is George. Frazier will take the snap. He'll keep it after giving to Asante. Now he'll look for room over midfield. He'll dive to the PA 48-yard line.
Yeah, good to just get a couple yards on that. Looked like they were going to get him in the backfield.
Timmy Myers.
Boy, I see Julian Hayes on the sideline. Eddie, just, you know, alternating feet, you know, trying to stay warm out there. Probably pretty anxious to get in this ball game. Looks like Asante's going to get most of the first quarter play.
As we tick down under 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, St. Francis 17-7 over Monmouth. Frazier takes the snap in the shotgun. He'll look over the middle, flip it that way. George drops it at the 41-yard line. Would have been good for the first down, but he puts it on the ground.
Yeah, right in his hands. Nothing wrong with that pass right there. Looks like George got his hands mixed up a little bit there, and ball fell to the turf. So makes for a difficult third and long here for the Hawks.
And MU Ed just doesn't look sharp. They, you know, they've obviously had the week off. It's been a rough couple of days here, but don't look efficient early on. It'll be trips to Frazier's right, single receiver left. Kyle takes the snap, looks left, throws left. Got a man, it's Roberts. Makes the catch over the 30-yard line and pulled down, but not before. First down yardage from Tristan Roberts.
Yeah, nice job that time. Nice pattern by Roberts, just about down about 15 and then made the quick cut across the middle, and Frazier put the ball right on the money. So key third down pickup that time by the Hawks.
First and 10, they'll mark it just inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. Roberts and Sterling right. Two backs with Frazier to his left in the shotgun. Tight end left. Frazier takes the snap. Gives to Asante. Runs him into the line on his own read. Picked up maybe a yard or two. Tackled by a bunch of Red Flash. The main player leading the charge was number 75, Kiana Moose.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to run that zone read right near or over the offensive center. Maybe a little wider on that read, which it will allow Frazier to read it a little bit better and maybe get on a corner.
2:20 to go first quarter. The Red Flash on top by 10. Frazier sends three receivers to left. He'll fake the zone read. Flip one into the flat. He's got stumble, and he gets rocked.
Wow.
Hung onto the football, but he got absolutely lit up right near the first down marker.
Now that is the other 14, right? That wasn't Teal, I'll tell you that. That was Minter Daquan Minter, who made that hit for St. Francis,
down,
also wearing number 14 as the kicker Josh Teal is.
Yeah, only a freshman, and that was a big-time pop. The yardage wasn't good for a first down. It'll be third and short right inside the 20. Frazier takes the snap in the gun, hands to Asante. First down yardage over the 20, tackled at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, at the same time, let's give credit to holding on to that football on that pass, because that was the best hit of the afternoon so far. 1:30 left in this first quarter.
17-7 Red Flash. And it was one of those, Frazier kind of lofted the ball to the sideline. And poor Sumlin, he made the catch, but as soon as he turned his head, it was just met.
Yep. Great job holding on to the football.
Two receivers, formation right. Asante next to Frazier in the gun. He'll take the snap. Looking over the middle, he's pressured from behind and brought down at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was Neal, Bishop Neal for the Red Flash on the safety sack.
They bring in Neal. He's a hybrid safety linebacker,
yep.
And he got in on Frazier as we ticked down under a minute to go in this first quarter. 17-7 Red Flash.
As the blue sky and sun shine through here at Monmouth University.
That's why I didn't want to shovel when the snow came. I knew that the sun was coming eventually.
And if it doesn't melt today, it'll definitely tomorrow when it gets up near 70.
Exactly. Frazier takes the snap, looking left, throwing left, got Roberts, overshoots him into the end zone. It'll be third down.
Yeah, he had Sterling on the right side and Roberts on the left side. Basically a two-man pattern. Overthrew him that time by much.
Yeah, the closest thing to the ball was the snow that
piled
up over there in the end zone. So it'll be third and 17 from the 24-yard line.
When did they remove the snow, Eddie?
Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. Okay, so right away.
We've got a timeout called. St. Francis will take a timeout. That'll allow us 30-second break as well. It'll be third and 17 with from the 24. We'll step out 30 seconds, bring it right back here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Good news.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
17-7, St. Francis leads Monmouth. Third and 17 for the Hawks from the Red Flash 24-yard line. Along with Ed Sarluca, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Lauren Bajica back in the studios.
I think the Red Flash helped out the Hawks that time by calling that timeout, you know? It's a big key third down here.
Three receivers. Frazier sends player in motion. It's Roberts on a jet sweep. He is stopped near the line. Goes down right at around the 21-yard line. Pickup of about 3 yards.
Looked like they were settling for three there, I think, Eddie, as they bring Spillane onto the game to try this, what will be probably fairly similar to Teal's field goal, about a 39-yarder.
Yeah, they're
maybe 38.
Going to snap it at the 22.
Oh, they're going to go for it. No?
So it'll be, well, we won't get an opportunity to see the field goal because the first quarter will run out. We'll begin the second quarter with, we think, an Eric Spillane field goal attempt from about 39 yards away, but we'll take a timeout. 60-second break, St. Francis leading Monmouth 17-7. We'll be back in 1 minute here on your home for Monmouth football, the Shore Sports Network.